I'm Laura Winters. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Finalizing this deal could take days. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network, their bureau, from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. At the University of Virginia, police arresting 25 protesters and clear their encampment on the UVA campus. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. Donald Trump heads back to court on Monday, the latest on testimony from Friday at his hush money trial. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
Donald Trump has criticized the New York District Attorney for focusing on his hush money criminal trial, calling it a waste of time. Trump spoke after the trial recessed for Friday, stating that while crime is rampant in New York City, the DA has chosen to target him and his company instead.
They shouldn't be wasting time on this. Look what they do to so many people. They're all lawyered up. That's all they do, lawyer up. In the meantime, you can't do anything in the country. The country's going to hell.
During Friday's testimony, his former press secretary revealed that the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted about grabbing women's genitals. On the witness stand, Hope Hicks stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say."
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
In Connecticut, demolition continues on I-95, a major corridor in the Northeast, where there was an explosive crash. Workers were back in Norwalk, Connecticut, Saturday to finish taking down a bridge severely damaged by fire after a gas-filled tanker truck crashed on I-95 and burst into flames. Both sides of the highway remain closed to traffic between exits 14 and 16. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says this stretch of highway will remain closed until at least Monday. In other news, Texas Congressman Democrat Henry Cuellar facing bribery charges.
The Justice Department has indicted Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar and his wife, charging the pair with bribery and money laundering related to their ties with a bank in Mexico and an oil and gas company controlled by Azerbaijan. If convicted, they could spend years or even decades in prison. I'm Jen Gelber.
Turning now to entertainment news, a new documentary about Kevin Spacey is set to be released amid new allegations of sexual assault against the actor. The documentary, called Spacey Unmasked, will explore Spacey's alleged behavior, which the House of Cards star continues to deny. Spacey claims he wasn't afforded adequate time to address the claims made in this documentary. Now, this film is scheduled to premiere in the UK on May 6th and May 7th. Spacey was acquitted of 9 sexual assault charges in a London trial back in 2023. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.